Texas just wrapped up its legislative session, with the governor there signing a $250 billion budget and a number of notable bills. Joining us now is Alana Rocha, who covers politics for the Texas Tribune in Austin. Hi, Alana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about some of the interesting measures that Abbott signed into law this session. One cleared up some confusion over CBD and hemp products in Texas. What does it do?
Yeah, with the hemp, it basically opened the door for farmers here in the state to begin farming industrial hemp. And then on CBD, back in 2015, the legislature passed a Compassionate Use Act, which very narrowly gave certain Texans with intractable epilepsy, a small population, access to CBD oil, which is medical cannabis oil, essentially. This bill expands that to other conditions to include all epilepsy, seizure disorders, as well as autism, terminal cancer, about a handful of conditions there.
Interesting. The governor also signed a bill into law that bans red light cameras. A lot of other states have already done this, but tell us about what's happened there with this in Texas and the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, well, the Republican-led leadership, I mean, this was bipartisan, but you had an interesting political makeup here that, you know, some people obviously thought it was a constitutional infringement in the fact that if I get a ticket, it's really hard to contest it. There's no presumption of innocence. And so that's the Republicans' argument. Democrats were for it, but they were also, many were against it because, you know, it's seen as a safety measure, obviously a huge revenue source as well for cities. And it passed with widespread support ultimately. And so it takes effect immediately, but there is a provision in the law that allows cities to continue the current contracts they have without, you know, renewing or signing new ones.
So you still have to be careful about running a red light, which obviously you should anyway. But in this case,
right,
in some cities, they might actually still be able to ticket you if you go through a red light.
Right. You did see a lot of cities, though, like immediately, almost as soon as this was signed into law, say, look, we're pulling them all down. But technically, they can continue to run out the current contracts without signing new ones. So, yes, I still be careful.
Then there was the famous Save Chick-fil-A bill. This was in response to the San Antonio airport blocking the fast food chain from the airport because of the anti-same-sex marriage views of the company's leader. But the bill that was passed, as we've talked about on this show, was watered down pretty significantly.
Yeah, basically the language in it mirrors current protections for, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of association. And so you did have the LGBTQ groups and lobby and caucus, the first ever in the House, adamantly against this. But I think that they were a little more comfortable with it, the fact that how watered down it was.
One more thing we have to ask you about. There is a new law that has legalized lemonade stands.
Yes. Basically, it protects kids, anybody wanting to pop up a lemonade stand from local health codes and, you know, cities and homeowners associations. This is all spurred in 2015 by two brothers who were trying to raise money for their Father's Day gift that were shut down in an East Texas town. And so this was just a matter of, you know, over-policing, over-criminalization, and they just wanted to clarify that you have the right to pop up a lemonade stand.
Well, in the high temperature later this week where you are in Austin, I see, is 101 degrees, so they really do need those lemonade stands.
Absolutely.
Alana Rocha, who covers politics for the Texas Tribune, thank you.
Thank you.